perfecto. This is me, my humble abode. I'm so glad you followed me home. Tell you what, I'm gonna get us a couple of drinks, something bubbly. All right. You can put your jacket over there. I'll be right back. Okay, here's yours. There you go. Cheers. Don't stop drinking. Don't be shy. Finish it. And then we can come back to what we were doing. That's it. Bottoms up. Now, I think I remember my hands being here, and my lips being. You seem a bit. Are you feeling dizzy? Come on, let's get you to the bed. We're going to end up there anyway, so. There you go. Oh, mind your step. Oh, a bit wobbly there. Come on, almost there, and down you go. That's better, isn't it? No? Tell you what, lie down. Yes, lie down on the bed. That's it. That's it. I would say save your strength, but you don't have any right now. I'm sure your head is spinning and you're losing control of your arms and legs. And you can't say anything. It's okay. Shh. Just relax. This is going to be fun. I promise. There we go. Let's just get you on your stomach. Just going to tuck your legs in. On your stomach. Oh, you look absolutely gorgeous. I never get tired of this part. Just looking, you know. I almost wish you could see it. It's beautiful in a way. limp and naked, and so very, very exposed. Have your face down on the bed, and your ass up in the air. God. You'd think that, after doing this so many times, I'd get bored, you know, but it's more like perfecting a craft, you know, like sometimes I feel like a bit of an artist. I know that sounds extremely vain, but used to be so nervous. I was so worried that the drugs wouldn't be enough. Little by little, I've learned the drugs are enough, and I've even timed it. I know exactly the amount of time I have to play with you. And during the time, you won't be able to move, resist, or speak. I'm sorry, I'm just happy. I'm always happy when I find someone I like you. Like, I'm not like a weird stalker or anything. I just noticed you. You were wearing grey sweatpants, and grey sweatpants, they're revealing in their own kind of way. And yours were revealing, I mean. I liked what I saw. And when I met you this evening at the club, I couldn't help myself. I'm so happy you followed me to my apartment. Okay. Now this part. This part is... might be difficult for you. It might hurt. But honestly, I think it's for your own good. Do you know that most men have never tried this? They've never tried being fucked. Like, properly fucked in the ass. A shame. How many men don't experience that? And I'm not a cruel woman. I mean, I do this is for me. I have my motives, but this part, this is actually for you. Okay? I know you can't respond, but I think I know what's best for you, and I want to give you this. This is my gift to you. I'm just going to put a little bit of lube on my finger. Just gently press. Just massaging it a little bit. Like that little half centimeter just going in and out and round before my your friend here. Right. If you can, take a deep breath and then let it out. And on that, I push in. Pulsing. I promise. Feel better soon. Do you feel it yet? How lucky you are to have met me. Do you feel it? I know. You know, there's something about this sound that I just love it. And your little whimpers. I mean, this is for you, but oh god, I really do enjoy it. Slowly. I can't tell you how much I just love watching you like this. I just want to grab you everywhere. I think that was a moan, wasn't it? Are you enjoying this? I knew this was for your own good. Who knows, maybe. Maybe you'll come back for more. Breathing so beautifully right now. I can hear you excited. Do you want to come for me? Oh, please, yes. Of course you can come. Just let me. Not quite yet. Wait. I'm not a cruel woman. I told you, I want to take care of you, okay, just on my count, okay, 10, 9, 8, 7. Oh. 6. 5. Oh, that's a good boy. Shh, just a little bit more. 4. 3. So close. Almost there. 2. That's enough. I'm pulling out. All right, so I might be a little bit. Oh, you sad? But a good boy like you wouldn't deny me my fun, would you? You know, I have done this many times, but you're actually special. Do you know that? Yes, you are. I've chosen you for something very, very special. I'll let you know in a minute. I can't help noticing the little drops of pre-cum on your cock. Let me just scoop that up with my finger. And on your lips, there you go. Like a salty lip gloss. And just put a pin on your tongue. You can taste yourself. You do taste. Wonderful. But right now, I'm sorry, but I have to be very, very selfish. Oh, I'm quite worked up and I just really need a release, you know? I really need to come. You understand? I'm just going to get my little friend, and right on your chest. I know you have a perfectly good cock down there, but I'm saving it. I'm just going to straddle you. Look at me. Even if even if you're technically not inside me yet. I want to feel your skin. I want you to watch me. What's the matter? Do you have some trouble breathing? I know. Draining myself onto your chest, really. I said, look at me. I need you to look at me. I need it. This is not going to be over any sooner because you close your eyes. Look. You know what? You might be able to take a little bit of restraint on your chest, but how about my hand on your throat? That's it. Oh, that's it. Look at me, and when I feel like you've paid for making me do this, and I'll let go. It's just that easy. Look at me. Look at me. That's it. That's it, good boy. Oh, I know. I know it's hard to breathe. That's what makes this. Oh, this so much. But oh my god. Oh my I'm sorry, baby, but I need to. I need to. I need to. Hold down your throat. Because it's gonna make me come. No more weight on your chest, and got a bit of a suction mark there, but I'm sure you don't mind. Taste me on my toy. That's it. Oh, lovely. be my mating partner. It was your hands, actually. And like I said, I do this a lot. There was something about when you grabbed me with those hands, and I just knew you are the one who's going to impregnate me. Oh, look at the panic in your eyes. No, you don't have to worry, I promise. Think of it more like a praying mantis situation. No, no, you're not going to die, sweetheart, you silly, silly goof. No, I'm just teasing. Oh, but look at your panic. No, I promise you, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make you impregnate me. And then when you stumble back into the street, you'll have no memory of this. Like I've bitten your head off. Not literally, though. No. No, you won't have any memories of this. Maybe just fragments, you know? But barely even that. Maybe you'll think that you've had a one-night stand that got a bit rough. Or maybe you'll think that some weird sex cult had you captured and tied up before you were released. Who knows? All I care about right now is making sure that you come inside me. Can you do that for me? Of course you can. I've chosen you and you are such a good boy. On you. Oh. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. I don't know if you want to be moaning or not, but you are, and I love it. I hope you enjoy my time. Your balls while I'm riding you. Oh, please come for me. Oh, I really want you to come for me. Oh, and deep inside me, just, oh, so deep, and I want to feel it. I want to feel you come. Oh, look, please come for me. Please come for me. That's it. That's it. I think that whatever vague fragments of this night you'll have in your memories, I think it's going to be quite pleasant. I do. I mean, I know you didn't exactly consent to this, but it doesn't matter. Just like last time we did this. That's how I know that you don't remember anything. Well, we haven't succeeded yet. And like I said, I've chosen you. I don't want you around afterwards, you know, but I really I'm quite fond of you, and I want you to be the one who makes me pregnant, no matter how many times it takes. So if this one doesn't work either, well, I'll just come find you again in a month.